You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is now here to take a look at the weather forecast. Looks like it should be better for the end of the week in the Midwest, and farmers might be able to plant. Temperatures are going to start to come up a little bit, I think.
Yeah, we are going to be looking at all of the weather bottled up in the nation's midsection to areas to the west of the Corn Belt, and that in turn is going to allow southerly winds to develop and bring in some pretty warm temperatures into the Midwest and Corn Belt coming up, some real springtime conditions. And that's going to really be a situation as well that at least in the short term, the heavier precipitation will stay either to the south or west. So the opportunity to get out in those fields is looking better and better.
The south would be okay, I suppose, though they've been pretty wet in the Delta. If you could make it the southwest, I think the wheat producers would be happier.
Well, they are going to be very happy. There is going to be a very significant, slow-moving spring storm that's going to be developing this weekend in the Great Basin and Rockies. And right now, it's indicating that this system could get what we call closed off, meaning it gets detached from the jet stream and sort of meanders in the western high plains. And this is going to be a very good producer of precipitation for Kansas, Oklahoma, all of Texas. Through Nebraska, through the Rockies, and then all the way maybe into the Dakotas. So the middle of the nation is going to be wet, and this will be the best rain producer that the winter wheat areas have seen in a long time. So there's good news for those folks.
Look forward into next week. What will producers in Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, the heart of the Corn Belt see?
Well, they're going to see some of the weather that's going to be bottled up in the western areas move eastward. So the chances of rain towards the early to middle portions of next week do get a little bit higher, especially in the western Corn Belt. And I do see that as we get into the middle to the end of next week, the central and eastern Corn Belt, it doesn't look a little cold, but it looks like some shower and thunderstorm activity.
Let's turn our attention to South America, Brazil in particular. Mato Grosso, those areas that would produce the second crop corn, they do go dry. That's a normal function of their regular seasonal patterns. However, they're concerned that they've gone dry early, and that may cause a problem for a corn crop that is in the middle of silking there.
Well, it is looking dry in Brazil. There's not a lot of rain in the growing areas of Brazil until maybe later in the forecast. This will be towards the middle to the end of next week. Short term, next 5 days, Argentina is going to be getting most of the rain.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Just a reminder, I'll be out of the office for the rest of the week, but we have some great programming on tap. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll be joined by Scott Irwin. He will discuss a brand new article that he and Daryl Good penned. Actually, it's about the brand new forecast price models that they developed for corn and soybeans. And if you go to the Farm Doc Daily website tomorrow, you'll be able to see the actual forecast for the 2016-17 growing season. That's not up yet, but it will be tomorrow. And then on Thursday, Emerson Nafziger will be here to talk about the beginning of the growing season. He'll discuss planting dates for corn and soybeans and how much nitrogen is left after the warm and wet winter season.